The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. We are on our seventh week of this journey, and it has been a powerful journey for me. And I pray that this journey has been a blessing journey for you as well. As you may know, as Jesus Apprentice Community, we have a model for our lives. And the model for Jesus apprentices is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. It's based on those principles that Jesus apprentices, they are trying to live their life based on love. And I encourage you to surrender to love, because when you surrender to love, you are surrendered to God, because God is love. And as you surrender to love, love God, love your neighbor, and love yourself. Well, in this journey of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, we are trying to memorize one Bible verse each week. And the memory verse for this week comes from Luke 4:18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord has come. Yes, that is the message and the mission of Jesus Christ. A powerful description of the ministry of Jesus. So somehow we need to experience that mission, that reality in our lives, being set free, experience the year of the Lord, this season of grace. We need to experience that. And because we are Jesus apprentices and we are trying to emulate his life, we need to be this deliverer to other people. We need to promote freedom. We need to promote healing. We need to promote grace. So for Jesus apprentices, it's not just experience God's grace, but it's also sharing God's grace. And we are able to do that if we are connected with God, a continued communion with God. And that was somehow the key for Jesus defeating Satan and his temptations in the wilderness. Today, we'll continue studying verse 13. We have studied the three temptations, and now we come to a conclusion for this season that Jesus spent 40 days in the desert, in the wilderness, and being there facing the enemy. And he was able to be a winner because he kept his eyes in the Lord. He submit to God and he was faithful to God. And somehow we need to do the same. We need to continue this relationship with God daily, throughout our day, throughout our life. That's the only way that we'll be able to defeat the enemy as well. So today we'll come to this conclusion of this season of temptation, this season of in the desert. And we need to be prepared to understand and apply the lessons from verse 13. Today we're just reading and reflecting on Luke 4:13. And for that, I want to ask you to plead for God's guidance. Plead for God's direction as we study and ask His power to implement these lessons in our lives. So I want to give you 1 minute for you to prepare yourself, to place yourself before God so He can be with you, guiding you, and you can be open to the movements of the Holy Spirit and the transformations, the transformation that the Holy Spirit brings. And after this 1 minute, we'll come back, have a short prayer, and then we'll study verse 13. So take this time right now for you to think about how you can be connect with God and connect yourself with God. And then we'll see you very soon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for bringing us together as Jesus' apprentices community. Thank you for your guidance, your love, and your care for us. Lord, as we reflect on Luke 4:13, we ask for the Holy Spirit. We ask for your direction. And we ask for empowerment so we can live out those truths. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, we have studied this season of Jesus' life just after his baptism. At his baptism, Jesus received the anointment from the Holy Spirit. He received the confirmation of his sonship and how God is proud of him. Because Jesus submit his life to the Holy Spirit, to the Father, the Holy Spirit guided Jesus to the wilderness. And Jesus was led to the wilderness to prepare himself for his public ministry that we will start studying tomorrow with verse 14 of Luke 4. On the wilderness, the Holy Spirit led Jesus to a place where he would not be distracted by other things, and he could concentrate exclusively in God. The Holy Spirit led Jesus for Jesus to experience a communion, a deep communion with God. And the devil hates that. He wants to destroy that. He doesn't want to see humans being connected with God. So anything he can do, he will come to destroy that. And the devil himself went to the wilderness to break that connection. And now, in that moment of weakness, a physically weakness of Jesus, the devil tempts Jesus in a way that involves all the temptations of the world. You see, the Bible tells us that in essence, Jesus experienced all the temptations that we experience. And how that's possible? Because all the temptations have the same roots. And I think the major root here is our connection with God. Jesus had to submit himself to God, and Satan wants to break that. Satan wants to destroy that. And that is the main goal of temptations. On this main goal, Satan tried Jesus about his identity. The connection of Jesus with the Father brought him a clear understanding of his sonship, a clear understanding of who he is. So Satan wants to break that, and he tries to break through his identity. He tries to break through his purpose and how to accomplish the purpose of his life based on, hey, don't follow God's purpose for your life. There's another way. There's a better way. And see, Jesus, he kept himself being faithful. It is interesting that the temptations of Jesus, right, that Jesus faced in the wilderness were related to the innermost desires, right, and needs. Jesus, in the first temptation, he had not been eating for 40 days. He's hungry. And then Satan comes and say, hey, transform this stones and loaves of bread, right? There is a desire, a need there. And Jesus, he puts God's will, God's desire above any other desire. And that is something that we struggle every single day, because our desires want to take control, but these desires need to be submitted to God and his will. So Satan tried to tempt on that way, that Jesus would do something that God had not revealed to him, that Jesus would hear his desire and pay attention to his desires, that Jesus would do something that would benefit only himself without God's direction or approval. Then Jesus was tempted with power. Right? To get the power, the glory, the authority, the influence. And how many people today are tempted by that as well? The need to be or be someone else, to have this illusion of things and treasures. And Jesus was tempted to find another and easier way for his path. And Jesus decided to be faithful to God. And you and I, we need to have this same determination, this same goal. Then the devil tries to tempt Jesus with the word of God, with an experience of asking God what he has not promised, to question God and his presence and his action in our lives. But Jesus was faithful. He understood that God was with him all the time. And if you want to go and revisit those temptations, they are available on our podcast, on our YouTube, on our Facebook page. You can visit our website, therescueworker.com, and get the links for each one of those medias and others. But Jesus was faithful. And now what? Now comes verse 13. Luke chapter 4, 13. When the devil had finished tempting Jesus. Here we have a closing season of temptation. The devil had tried everything, but he was not able to defeat Jesus. But this Bible verse implies as well, as the devil had finished tempting Jesus, the idea that the devil had made Jesus to face all the temptations possible, all the temptations available. As I mentioned, the essence of the temptations, of all temptations, are here in Luke 4. When the devil had finished that season and he was defeated, he left him. The devil left Jesus. But then Luke brings up important information. Until the next opportunity came. You see, Jesus had won a battle, but there was war to win. And the people that are studying the Gospel of Luke, the people that Luke wrote, the first believers, people that have not heard about Jesus, people that didn't have a background based on the Hebrew Bible, people that just learn about God, the biblical God and His love, they were exposed to this great conflict, this cosmic conflict between God and the devil, between God or good and evil. And somehow, yes, Jesus had defeated Satan, but there were other battles. And Luke portrays and leaves this open. And what we see throughout the ministry of Jesus is this battle going on, this war going on between good and evil. Sometimes the devil himself is there trying to defeat Jesus. Other times, the devil's using people, influencing people to try to destroy Jesus Christ. And the reality for you and for me is, even though we may win a temptation, that will not be the last temptation. Temptations is something that we will need to deal until the destruction of evil. We will need to face temptation day after day. And in order for us to overcome, we need to submit completely to Jesus Christ, be connected with Him, and surrender to Him. Otherwise, we will fail. And we fail every single day. That is the reality. But we need to remember that Jesus, He was in this battle with the devil, right? And before His public ministry, but Jesus faced the devil in the final battle, the battle at the last moments of Jesus that had its conclusion at the cross. At the cross, Jesus, He won the war. Not just the battle, but the war. And the enemy knows that he has lost everything. And as Revelation says, he knows that he has short time because he lost the battle. And he'll try to make as much as damage as possible. So the battles that Jesus faced had a final battle. And in this final battle, Jesus won again. And now, what we're supposed to do, Hebrews, or better saying, James 4, verse 7 says, so humble yourselves before God, submit yourself before God, surrender to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The same way that Jesus submit himself to God, and he didn't pay attention to the attacks of Satan. Satan was not able to overcome him. And Satan flew. That is the message of Luke 4:13. And Satan left until a next opportunity. And you can overcome today if you submit to God. And if you submit to God, surrender to God, and resist the devil, he'll go away. However, there's a very important part here, is that like Adam, the first Adam, we are not able to defeat the devil all the time. Because we, as human beings, broken, we doubt God. We don't submit completely. And I think more important to know how to defeat the devil It is to know how to recover when we are defeated. You see, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, there's a very important verse, and there's a verse, verse 16, that we read every single day. And I don't know if you had realized, but I haven't read today. And you may thought, oh, did he forgot? No. I was just saving for this moment. Because this Bible verse that we read every day, let's come boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace, is related to the context of temptation and not be able to defeat the devil or trying to find ways to defeat the devil. As I mentioned, Jesus faced all the temptations that humans had faced. But he was able to win this conflict. And here in Hebrews 4, starting verse 14, says, "So then, since we have a high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe." This high priest of ours understands our weakness, for he faced all the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. Jesus understands because he faced everything, but he did not sin. So then comes verse 16, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we receive his mercy and we find grace to help us when we need it the most." So during the temptation, if we come to God, to his throne, to submit to him, we'll find grace, we'll have mercy to defeat the devil. However, when we fail, we need to come to the throne of God, because there we'll find grace and mercy that we need for us to stand up and continue the fighting. And in the same way that you experience the grace that God offers you, being an apprentice of Jesus, you need to offer the same grace, the same mercy. As Jesus' apprentices, we are supposed to be Jesus for other people. But sometimes we function as the enemy. The enemy that is described in the book of Revelation as the accuser. The one that points fingers, that is not merciful. But the true disciple of Jesus, the one that is Jesus' apprentice, he will understand how to deal when people fail. When people fail with us, and when people fail with God. The apprentice of Jesus, will understand that they have received mercy and grace. Therefore, they need to be conduits. They need to be channels of grace and mercy to others. We need to follow Jesus. We need to be Jesus for the other people. When someone fall short around you, you should offer grace and mercy, because God has offered you grace and mercy. That is what it means to be an apprentice of Jesus, living the life of Jesus, acting like he did. We need to understand, we need him. We need him to defeat the devil, to resist the devil, and we need him for the forgiveness of our sins. And people, they maybe need us to encourage them to be on their side to resist the devil. But at the same time, they need us to experience the grace and the mercy of God. Are you being Jesus to the people around you? Are you being Jesus to your spouse, to your parents, to your children, to your community, to your church, to your neighborhood? Are you being Jesus on the social media? Are you being Jesus? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings. Thank you for the study of Luke 4:13. Thank you because Jesus overcame the devil. Lord, we want to be connected with you so we can defeat the devil as well. But help us, Lord, to understand and rest in your grace when we fail. And help us, Lord, to offer this grace and mercy that is available to us, to everyone around us. Forgive our sins and be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to the questions for reflection. And the questions are, what is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? I pray that you'll be back tomorrow to continue this journey, the journey now on the public ministry of Jesus. I pray that you experience God's grace and mercy for you to resist the devil, but also for you when you fail and you're not able to resist the temptations. And I pray that you'll be able to offer grace and mercy for those around you. I hope to see you tomorrow. May God bless you. See you soon.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.